It's Cuz's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the all-new Sportsbook at Parx Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget, the Parx Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, good evening, everybody. Do you feel it? We are just a couple hours away from kickoff of the 100th NFL season. It's here. We're live in the fabulous Sportsbook Parx Casino, PA's number one casino, Street Road, Bensalem. I look ahead and I look around me at the kiosks and the big screens with all the news, the NFL news. There's Antonio, there's Gruden talking about Antonio Brown versus our own Mike Mayock and the drama that is in Oakland. I see there's pictures of Bears and there's pictures of Packers. And there it is, 100th season of the NFL kicks off tonight. And a lot of fun. I want to do some fun stuff with you during the Thursday now that we've reached football season. And I want you guys to be a part of it. So not only will we continue all the conversation that we normally do, we'll have some interviews and stuff, but also since we're here at the Sportsbook at Parx Casino, is put together a little cadre of folks to suss out the winners each week. Games you like, college and the pros, and what you're thinking in addition to the Eagles. Use your own expertise and call up and help your fellow listeners. Maybe if you have some expertise or some insight into some games, you call up and we'll put together our own little cadre of insiders to talk about the lines and all the stuff that's going on right here at the fabulous new Sportsbook Parx Casino right off the Street Road in Bensalem. It's great because there's already people here. It's going to be a big night tonight watching Bears and Packers, and I see Eagle stuff everywhere, and one by one, people come up. Yo, Cuz, what do you think? What do you think of the Bears? This is my man, Kyle. What do you think of the Bears? Are you kidding me? They look great. They look fantastic. There is a reason, a good reason, for excitement. Man, it's going to be a fun season. But as I told you, we're going to be doing some games and have your number two pencils out because we're going to hopefully give you some winners and some good investments. And joining me is he's one of the great guys you'll ever meet. And he does the Comcast Sportsnet, the NBC Philly. He's the betting analyst for NBC Philly. And he and I do the Sixer games together. He is Brad Feinberg, really sharp guy on the Comcast Business Hotline. And I want to get Brad up here. What do you say, Brad? It's on, brother.
I am so excited to speak to you, Anthony. How you been?
Good, buddy. What are you thinking, man? This is your to listen. You're a sportsman. Hoops, baseball, whatever. But football's got a little special part with you.
Anthony, it's king. It's king. I mean, I'm just like you, Anthony. I love all the sports. You know, everything is great. But there's just something about the NFL. You know, it lets you know. You get the juices flowing, I think, in a different way than many other sport does. And, you know, tonight's game should be an exciting game to start off the season for sure. You know, we get Chicago, I'm sure, pretty anxious to erase the stench of what they did last year against the Eagles. So it's a great first game, and I'm really excited just to, you know, hopefully, yeah, make some money, put in some good bets. And it's funny, Anthony, like there was a couple of games, and I talked about, yeah, I remember, and we're going to, I'm sure, talk about a bunch of games, but I remember one game that opened was, opened 3.5, was Baltimore laying 3.5 against Miami. And I said, that line will go to 6. It's just an off line, and that line 6.5/7. And that
I'm
line
looking, I'm here at Parx Casino now, and you are a prophet, my friend, because Baltimore is a 7-point favorite over the Dolphins.
Yeah, and it's funny. If you look at these things beforehand, there's a couple of things that you can see that just aren't going to sit that way. And you had all summer to do it, and there's a couple of good opportunities. When these post these numbers, they're gonna potentially make some of these mistakes. And that was, to me, and I don't even necessarily love Baltimore, but Miami, it was pretty evident, was going to be, theoretically, a bottom three team, if not the worst.
I mean, there's
team.
talk about tanking and that whole thing. So I think you're dead on. And each week, Brad's going to join us to kind of suss it out. He's a pro, so I had to go to the pros like you, Brad, to help out. First, let's start off, before we get to the slate and talking about college and the NFL, first, let's start off with some of the futures and, you know, some of the teams that you might be looking at, you know, future-wise, either win totals or to win it all.
Okay, well, it's funny. Well, I did have a little pity party for myself, Anthony, because biggest investment was, I'm always honest about everything, was I had Indianapolis at 25-1, which was a great sell. They closed it around. They were in that 10-12-1 area after I got 25-1. But obviously, the Andrew Luck news,
that's tough.
I don't think I'm going to be hitting on that one. But in teams, there's, you know, Andy, when I look at it, and I do have a big investment on Philadelphia, but I was able to get 25-1. Their odds have shrunk, but there's two teams.
You got 25-1 on the Eagles?
I got 25-1. They're like,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, oh, my God, that's incredible. 25-1 on the Eagles to win it all?
Yeah.
Oh, Bradley.
Yeah. They're going to be, Anthony, is going to look, and you know, I mean, they're on paper, and that's all you can do to things, on paper. You know, they really do check off every box.
Yeah.
Where what I like about Philadelphia is any team, if they lose their quarterback, you can, like, you know, it's going to be tough. But if they lose any individual player of their team, I think that they're still, quote-unquote, okay. They're not overly reliant on one player. And a lot of times when I look for a team, I try to say, I don't want one team overly reliant on one guy if that guy were to get injured. And I think Philadelphia, if they lost even as good as Fletcher Cox is, I think they're just such a well-rounded team that I just think that they're poised for a really good season, assuming Carson Wentz is healthy, which from all indications he is. But one thing, Anthony, let me ask you: seems like the Eagles have done a pretty good job of masking, I don't know if that's the right word, this Fletcher Cox injury.
Yeah.
Have you heard, you know, they say he's playing week one. Have you heard how serious this is or is not?
I did not hear how serious, but I do think it's a concern. And I will tell you, just kind
no,
of...
No, you that, know. That's why I'm asking
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I will tell you, look, I think it's not long term, but I'll tell you one thing. You know, they might be a little more banged up than we think when we finally see them on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a concern.
File that away. I know it's a big number. It's 10. In some places here, it's 10.5. But file it away that, you know, I don't know if we're going to put it this way. What we're going to see on Sunday is not what we're going to see come the teeth of the season.
I think the same thing.
You know, proceed with caution. Listen, I could be an unabashed homer, right? So I know that. But I will tell you the reason why I love the Eagles is they are really good on both fronts. And you win in this league by what's in your front. They won. Now, Nick Foles was sensational. They got some great skill guys. But they won because up front, they were dominant. They had great offensive line play, and they had great defensive line play. And I think they're deep again in both areas. And, Brad, that's why I think, once again, you know, they're at least a Final Four team.
Anthony, it's interesting. One thing I always like to say is when you're good up front, it really raises the coach's IQ quite a bit. It really makes things so much easier when you're good up front, like you said. And Philadelphia is a team, again, barring injuries, they really seem like they have a great infrastructure and where they are solid on both sides of the ball. And it really is. I agree with everything you're saying. And this really should be a good year. The two teams, Anthony, you asked future wise. Again, I do these, Anthony, and I'm very on top of this. The day after the season ends is when I'm looking to put in these bets. You know, and what the bets that I get, you know, right now versus the lines have changed drastically. But there are two bets that I still like that I think have value. And I know one you're going to not agree with me on, and I respect your opinion a ton. And that is Dallas. I know you're not so big on Dak. But they're
a good team. I'm not going to tell you. I think they're a good team. I think they're a playoff.
No, I know that. I know we need to talk. I know.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Prescott fan. Looking at it objectively, I just think he's a game manager. That's what I think he is.
But you know what's interesting, Anthony? And I'm not disagreeing there. But there's two things. A, I think he's tough as nails. I actually think he's a winner. And I don't think they necessarily need more than that because I really like their defense a lot. And I think they can win. Anthony, in a way, you know, a little bit, and I'm not, Remember Jacksonville 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not saying their defense is going to be that good, but I think that they're going to have a really good defense. And to me, Dak Prescott is light years better than Blake Bortles. And Zeke is just, you know, him and Barkley are the two best running backs.
Yeah.
I think they have a really good infrastructure there, too, with a really good offensive line. And I think they're a bear of a team. I actually bet some more on them yesterday.
Wow.
28-1 odds. And I'm unabashedly will say, and I think perhaps the two best teams in the NFC are right in the NFC East. I think Dallas is really good. I have them over 8.5 wins. It's still 9. I still like over 9. I think that Dallas is going to win 11-plus games. I think that they're a really good team, and I really think that there's value in that 28-1 number. And then the other team, and I think I mentioned it last time I was on, Anthony, and they're just kind of under the radar. They were projected to be the best team in the NFC last year, and they were incredibly disappointing. But I really like what they did with their coaching staff. I think they're going to help Kirk Cousins a lot. Is Minnesota.
I agree.
I took them yesterday at 32-1, Anthony. I look at this team, and I really think that they have a really good defense. They addressed their offensive line. I think Chicago had the easiest schedule last year in the NFL. We'll take a step back. I'm not really bullish on Green Bay. And I think that team, they have multiple good tight ends, great wide receivers, elite running backs. They address the offensive line. And I don't think Cousins needs to be, I don't think he needs to be Patrick Mahomes for this team to be an elite team.
No, I agree with you. I think they're good. I think that you mentioned the two, I think, teams that are the Eagles' stiffest competition.
Odds, Anthony, I mean, listen, yeah. You know, it's, you could take Philadelphia
Saints
right now,
too,
and I think
highest
I've seen right now is still, the highest I've seen is 14-1. They're anywhere usually from that 10-14-1 area. And I think, you know, they're 10, you know, so you can take something like Philadelphia, but I say to myself, do I necessarily think that Philadelphia is that much better than Minnesota or Dallas on paper? My honest answer is no. I think that they're better, but I'd rather take Dallas or getting twice the odds, or Minnesota getting 2.5 the times odds at these current numbers.
Well, that's why you're a pro. Brad Feinberg
is the
betting expert, a pro for NBC Philly. So I just want to let people know, if you're just tuning in, that's what you're about, you know, looking at the numbers, and that's why, you know, that's why, quite frankly, I want you on, because
I always want to for all your listeners, again, it's always, you're always looking for value. I always talk about process over result, because if you make the right process, you make the right decision, you can't guarantee, you can never guarantee in any sports bet, Anthony, and you know this stuff so good, you can never guarantee anything, because if it was easy, everyone would be a billionaire, right? We would all be Bill Gates if every game was easy to bet and win. So, but what you try to do is you try to do process over result, and if your process is right, okay, over the long run, your results should be, you know, hopefully net profitable. And that's all I'm trying to do, is also let your listeners hear the information, and they can make a decision. You know what? I think he's making sense, but I always try to, like, show my work. Here's why I like something. And, again,
so
it may not work out,
awesome,
but I always can give you a good reason on why I like it.
Yeah.
And it's up to your listeners to determine if they want to go that way or – but at least I'm giving them a reason for why I like certain things.
Sure. All right, let's start off with the this weekend, and let's look at college first. There's a couple real good games. Texas A&M and Clemson. So Clemson is just a dominant team. And, of course, the big one later on, which is the Auburn game, or the LSU-Texas game, which is ridiculous. That's a great, great football game. Let's start off with the games that you like, and then we'll move into the bigger ones.
Well, one game, Anthony, that I do like, and it's not one of the bigger games per se, but I think it opened up. I thought the wrong side favored. Now it's switched. Is Maryland? Now Maryland last week played really well. They beat obviously an overmatched Howard team. Okay, but
right.
Maryland got Josh Jackson, who was Virginia Tech quarterback transfer, and I think he's really, you know, changed potentially the way this season is going to be for them. I think Maryland is going to be an improved team in the Big Ten. And Syracuse, Syracuse had a really good year last year, a really good year. But the problem is with Syracuse, you know, they lost their starting quarterback. And, you know, like right now when I see Syracuse, I see a team that I think is going to struggle on the offensive side of the ball. Now, last week they beat Liberty 24-0. But you know, when I watched that game, Tommy DeVito, the quarterback, just, you know, did not look good. And I mean, he completed less than 50% of his passes against Liberty, Anthony. And again, I'm not. Yeah. I think this team off. You know, they have a good coach, you know, Dino Babers, and I respect Syracuse, but I think that they're not going to be what they were last year. And I think we have a Maryland team at home that is going to win this game, and it's less than a field goal. And that was one game that kind of caught my eye. Would be them laying. Right, I think they're laying 2 points right now. In the games that you mentioned, Anthony, a couple things. The Clemson game. I think Clemson, Anthony, is not the best team. Is, you know, right there with Alabama. But I am a big believer in Texas A&M, and I think Kellen Mond is a winner.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think Jimbo Fisher is building. I think this is going to be a powerhouse team. I think that Texas A&M, do you know, Anthony, interesting stat I read, they bring in more revenue than any team in college football. And then you bring in a good coach like him, they have the infrastructure there to make them, maybe they're going to be the next Clemson. I would not be shocked if that happens, having those kind of facilities. And I think that he's on the right cusp of doing that. Now, I thought that line would be closer to 14. It's 17, 17 and a half. Very scary to go against a team when you're going against Travis Etienne, you know, Heisman Trophy candidate, Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, Anthony, a phenomenal quarterback, maybe the best player in the nation. Tremendous wide receivers with Clemson. But I think if you can, you know, have the guts and know you're going against a powerhouse of a team,
right.
I think it's too many points. I think they keep this game close. Did you watch the game last year between these teams, Anthony?
I did, in fact.
Yeah, and if you remember the game, it went down to the last play, and they really, you know, scared the you-know-what out of Clemson. And I think this game will go to the fourth quarter, and I think this will be their toughest game of the year, Clemson. I definitely expect Clemson to win the game, but I think it's a little too many. I think the line's too high.
I agree with you. I think A&M is really, really good. I think they're all – I always look at quarter. When you look at college, you look at season quarterback play, and I look at that offense. I agree. I think they're in it. I mean, Clemson's nasty. But I think A&M can hang. How about the other one, which is an incredible game? LSU, 6.5-point favorite at Texas. And that's a tough game. Now, LSU with Burrow as a quarterback, that offense is pretty strong, pretty dynamic. But Texas's defense, they showed you they're back.
Anthony, it's interesting. I bet four teams before the year college football to win the championship. And my biggest payout is LSU. I took them at 60-1 odds to win the title.
Wow.
Again, those odds have gone down a lot. But again, this line, and I expect LSU to win the game. But I am surprised. I was looking to hopefully. This is a game I thought I was going to like LSU. This is a game I was actually targeting. I was going to like LSU, and I was expecting to play it. But I was hopeful that this line was going to come in less than a field goal, to be honest with you. Because I think LSU is the better team.
Yeah.
But now the line, Anthony, is 6.5. I cannot lay 6.5 points in this game. I just can't. Now, I'm not anxious to back Texas either. Not so much because I don't think they're a good team. But I think LSU, I actually think they're going to be right there as a top four team this year. I mean, I think they're right there with Georgia as probably the teams behind Alabama and Clemson. So this is a game I'm not going to be playing. I do think that the line is a little too high, though. I did not expect it to get this high. But there's a lot of, I can tell you this, Anthony, a lot of the sharps out there, one of their biggest over-under for season wins bets, Anthony, was on Texas under 9.5 wins. It actually closed at under 9 because there was a lot of sharp money bet on Texas under this year.
Huh.
So, yeah, so that was a big pros going against Texas. So I guess I shouldn't be that shocked at the line, but I did not see this line coming in at 6.5. A little too high for me. Again, I do expect LSU to win the game, but for me, the game's a pass, and I think the line is a little bit too high.
All right, I'll give you one game just from my own perspective, and it's an ugly game, but it's a big number. It's Baylor over 26, Baylor minus 26 over Texas San Antonio, and I'm just going to tell you, I know, you know, Matt Rule real well, that Baylor team is going to be good. And they're going to want to come out and feel good about themselves. So I could see a 52-3 type of score.
Andy, I'll tell you, I agree with you. Like, you know, guy, we both know, you know, Barrett Brooks at NBC Philly. He just announced Baylor's first game of the year against I think it was Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
And you know, and he when you announce these games, you got to speak to the coaches and whatnot. And he really liked what he saw of Baylor, because I actually just did discuss with him. And he really thought Baylor looked quite good. And he said the only reason they didn't win by 70 was because in the second half they played me, you, and everyone
else. Yeah, exactly. He's got a good team, man. He's a great coach, Matt Rhule.
Great, yeah. But that's the kind of guy, and that was a great hire by Baylor. You know, Rick Briles, I mean, they were a top program, but obviously we know what happened there. And initially, you were going to get that downward lull just because of what happened there. But again, I think, you know, Rhule is the kind of coach that he is a culture builder. And look what he did with Temple. I mean, when you do something like that, he really made Temple a legitimate. Good program, and if he can do that at Temple, I have no doubt he's going to do it at Baylor.
Yeah.
No, I'm 100% on you with that on that side. I think Baylor's going to have a good year. I could actually see them being as high as third in the Big 12 this year.
I can too.
And again, I can't tell you I know a ton about Texas San Antonio, but I will say at Baylor is a team I'm on. They're one of my on teams this year, and you know, and again, I see no reason why, you know, I could easily see being one of those runaway kind of games that we look for, and I'm with you on that side.
All right, Brad, real quick, let's take a quick TO, and then we'll come back, and we'll look at the NFL quickly, and we'll get to the big Sunday pick, including maybe tonight. We'll suss that out as well. He's Brad Feinberg, the betting expert for NBC Philly. He's a pro. I'm Cousins Corner, live from Parks Casino. Right here, the sports book. It's fabulous. People already start milling around. You want to go out and watch the game tonight? It's the perfect spot to go watch the game. So come on down. We'll get back more coming from here, Parks Casino and Cousins Corner, in just a moment.
97.5, The Fanatic.
TurnersvilleJeep.com is Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. As people from all over the Delaware Valley are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. With over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles available, nobody beats a Turnersville deal. Take a ride to Turnersville and see their huge selection of new Jeep Wranglers, the all-new Gladiator, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. When you get there, ask for Ron Fina, the General Sales Manager. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. TurnersvilleJeep.com is located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Drive a little, save a lot at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
I was running a 10K. In mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then we apply our exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates.
To save up to 41% on your life insurance, call 888-420-0521 and compare quotes. Call Health IQ at 888-420-0521. 888-420-0521.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PHN Pike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey. Your team scores, and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with, all without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple-blended, smooth-sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
Yeah. So much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Lowe's helps pros like you get the job done right by having more of the supplies you use most in stock every day. Like treated lumber, fencing, and decking in the quantities you need for any size job. And we help you save with deals like $20 off a Metabo HPT 3.5-inch gauge 21-degree pneumatic framing nail, now just $179. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/8, U.S. only.
Looking for a new Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Buick, or GMC? Then the Peruzzi Auto Group is for you. Because only Peruzzi has amazingly low prices on every vehicle we have. Visit Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
Sports Talk from Columbus and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 6:30 live from the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook. What a great spot right here. PA's number one casino, Street Road, Bent Elm Parks Casino, home of Cousins Corner every Thursday night, and we're sussing it out. And we got the going over the week one card. Excited, football is back, and we're going to continue because Brad Feinberg, who is the betting expert for NBC Philly, is sussing it out. He knows what he's talking about. He's a sharp guy and kind enough to give us some time tonight. So we're going to go through the NFL quickly with him and get his take. First, Brad, the Eagles at 10 right here at Parks, 10.5. I mean, that's a big number for a week one.
Line was 8.5. I was teasing Philadelphia, you know, in every way, shape, and form because, you know, I love one of my favorite subsets, Anthony, is when you have a teaser that you can get under, you know, everyone, if you're listening, a teaser is when you take two games, you can take anywhere between 6 and 7 points per game and use it in two different games, but you have to win both games. So I took Philadelphia from 8.5 down to 2.5 because this is a game in terms of just winning the game outright. Philadelphia would probably be my number one choice, like for any elimination pools or whatnot. But with the line being 10, you know, that's actually what I would have made the number. I thought the light line was 10. So I think the value has been sucked out. What I will say is, if you do see any 9.5s, Anthony, if your listeners see any 9.5s out there for a game, I still like Philadelphia very much in a teaser if you can get them to less than 3.
Right.
I think that they're, you know, to basically if you're laying 2.5, they win by 1 or 2, you take your medicine. But I think that Philadelphia is as strong of just to win the game outright. I think they will still cover the 10 points, by the way, kind of like what you talked about, the Baylor game in college. I think Philadelphia could win this game like 37-10. I wouldn't blink an eye.
Wow.
But I can't get myself to lay 10 points, in this game. It's a pass for me. But if I had to do it, I'd still lean Philadelphia, but it's a pass. I'm not betting the game at the current number.
Any games stand out? The one that kind of is an interesting one is the Chiefs and the Jaguars. You know, Jaguars seem live. That line's down to 3.5.
Yeah, again, this is one of the games I bet earlier, too. I have Jacksonville getting 5.5. But I bet that, you know,
wow.
months ago.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm still on the Jacksonville side. The reason I did this when the whole Tyreek Hill thing kind of came out, Anthony, I was speculating incorrectly, as it turns out, that Tyreek Hill would be suspended, if worst case scenario, for a few games. I never thought he would get away unscathed, and I think he's their second most important player. So I thought I was going to be getting a little bit of a wounded Kansas City team against Jacksonville. And I think Jacksonville, Anthony, just playing with, you know, Blake Bortles last year, I think it was impossible for the defense to play well. It was impossible for anyone to play well just because of how bad and how inept he was. It is a great game. It's probably the best game on the card, I think. I have a lean towards Jacksonville, but again, when I made my bet, one of the biggest reasons I did it was I was not expecting to see Tyreek Hill out there. Now that he's playing, to me, it's still just a lean for Jacksonville for me, but I actually think Jacksonville has a very good chance to win the game.
I'll give you one that I was kind of looking at and get your opinion on, but to me, I hear things about Tampa that they're really bad. And so I like the Niners. To me, I think Tampa's almost an automatic go against because I think they're going to be really bad early.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Arians fan, and I know it's funny, but both these teams have kind of had, like, struggling preseason. The San Francisco's had a lot of injuries,
yeah,
which has scared me. I happen to like their coach. I actually bet season wins-wise, I have a bet on San Francisco over 7.5 wins and Tampa Bay over 6 wins. I'm not as negative on Tampa Bay is what you've been hearing. I think that they have a chance to be an improved team. And again, maybe I'm giving too much credit to Bruce Arians. It's certainly possible. I think the right.
I love
Niners,
I love Bruce too. Yeah, I'm just giving you some word around the league about that roster.
I get it. I get it. I to me, this is, you know, this game's coming in right around, I think, anywhere from pick to Tampa by one. That's where I have this game. So I don't necessarily see any value there. I'll tell you a couple of games I do have opinions on in right now. And we talk about, you know, teasers. I think one team that I like very much in a tease is Dallas. We talked about them, you know, a little earlier.
Giants, yeah.
I think the Giants are, you know, in the bottom 6 teams this year in the NFL, bottom 7 teams area. And you can tease Dallas down from 7 to 1, and you can, you know, if you want to take the Eagles laying 3, you can do that. If you want to take Baltimore down from 6.5 to pick them, you can do that. And I also do, I think Dallas laying 7, I do expect Dallas to win that game by double digits. Another game, which I followed the Colts and the Chargers, a lot. They're two teams I really follow. And Indianapolis, while I get they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, I understand that fully. I think the Chargers have had a lot of bad things happen, Anthony. Their best offensive lineman, Russell Okung, had a life-threatening injury to his, like a pulmonary embolism or something, something like that where he's out, okay? They lose Melvin Gordon, who he's replaceable for sure, but he was an effective player for them. And then their best player outside of Rivers was probably Derwin James, their safety, who's incredible, and they lost him. So they're missing 3 really key players. I think one of the reasons I liked Indianapolis to win the Super Bowl was not just Andrew Luck, Anthony. I thought they had a really good running game, really good receivers, one of the best offensive lines, good tight ends. And again, when you're good up front, like we talked about, I think it's going to make things easier for Jacoby Brissett. I like Indianapolis getting the 6.5 points. I wouldn't even be shocked if they won the game outright, to be honest with you. I think that the Chargers, they didn't play any of their guys in the preseason either. Coach Lynn was very nervous because based on injuries he's gotten in the past, and he still loses Derwin James despite trying to do that. And I kind of think Indianapolis is going to make that game close.
I agree. I'm really with you. Brissett is a quality quarterback.
Yeah.
And I do. I think they're good up. I think you're right on both sides of the ball. And I remember the beatdown New England gave the Chargers.
And you warned me. You warned me.
I think that they are. I just think that that was a major. It's going to be hard. And Rivers is still commuting the 2 hours. I mean, I think they're due for a drop. The Chargers. I believe that.
Yeah, I think, look, they've had some chances, and last year they were really a solid team on both offense and defense. But again, I just do not like what has happened in their offseason. Again, when you lose your starting left tackle, that is a big deal. And that's not just something to glance over. And James was one of the few playmakers. You know, we got a few playmaking safeties every now and then.
Yeah,
obviously,
he's a great player.
We had the great one here in Brian Dawkins to get your Ed Reed, your Troy Polamalu's. I thought Derwin James, Anthony, was one of those guys
definitely
that had a chance to get into that kind of category. And I think losing him, I think that's, again, I don't, when a lot of these games, Anthony, unless it's the quarterback, one thing you'll see is these lines don't really move much. If Derwin James is out, it really doesn't move the line. But I say to myself, well, that's a big thing, but it really, usually only when it's a quarterback will the line really move a lot. And I think that the Chargers have lost some big pieces, and I think 6.5 points is just a little bit too much. And I think that game is much closer to a, going to be a closer game than you know what the line says. And I guess one last game I'd like to touch on, and it's been a polarizing team. And usually I am on the same side with my gambling brethren, the sharps in Vegas. But every sharp that I speak to is very anti-Cleveland this year, and I don't agree with them. I do not agree with them, and Cleveland is a team that I personally think, you know, has a lot of talent. And I think, again, Tennessee, I took under 8 wins for Tennessee this year. I think Cleveland I had Cleveland better by 4 points on a neutral field than Tennessee. I made that line 7. I see the line sitting basically 5.5. I'm going to be wrong on Cleveland.
Nah, they're good. I agree. I think that's a good squad.
Anthony will say, oh, well, they only won, you know, 7 games the last 3 years. And I say, okay, that's true. But, you know, they were playing Deshaun Kizer at quarterback, not Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
They didn't have Odell Beckham at receiver. You know, they didn't have Nick Chubb, who I think has a chance to lead the league in rushing this year. They can follow the fantasy guys out there. I think this team has better skill players than more or less any team. And I think there's just a lot of hate for them based on people just want to say they're not going to be good because they haven't been good in the past. And I think there's a little stubbornness going on with them. I think that they're going to be quite a good team. And I think, you know, in this first game at home against Tennessee, I think we're going to see them win the game. And, you know, I line under 7, I definitely have a lean to Cleveland.
I agree with you. Last thing, Bears Packers tonight. Any feel for?
Yeah, it's that game. That was one of these games. I knew this game. The game opened at 4, and I knew it was going to be bet down. But that being said, you know, and I thought the line would close at 3, and it did. But I don't agree with this line move, Anthony. I actually, in my power ratings, I have Chicago rated 1.5 points better than Green Bay on a neutral field. So I actually think this line does deserve to be 4, 4.5. So I do see some value in Chicago. Just my opinion. I don't like either of these two teams long term. I don't think either will actually make the playoffs. But I think the Chicago side is the right side. And again, I think anytime you can get a number that is only 3 and you think the line should be 4, that's worth a lot. It may not seem it. At 1 point, the people listening to you should be like, oh, what's the difference between 3 and 4? Any line off the number 3 is king in the NFL, and if you can get something where you think the game should be, you know, 3.5, and it's only 3, it's worth an automatic bet, Anthony. And I think this line should be at least 3.5 for Chicago. So I definitely do have an opinion on the Bears laying the 3 right now.
There you go, bro. Thank you, Brad. Brad Feinberg, who is the NBC Philly betting expert. Terrific, terrific guy. Brad, man, great stuff, brother. Thank you,
Anthony,
so much.
I enjoyed it very, very much. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Here he is, Brad Feinberg. He's terrific. By the way, we're live at the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook. It's beautiful. It's a great spot to come, hang out. You can watch the game. Great food, great bar, the whole thing. If you can't make it here, you can always download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. That's right. If you sign up right now, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. All you got to do is go to parkscasino.com/PA, use promo code SPORTS, and you get a risk-free bet is refunded as a loss, as a free bet. You must be present in PA. You must be 21 or older. But again, go to parkscasino.com/PA and download the app. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll come back and still one more segment. I want to talk to you guys. See what you think about tonight. Getting excited. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. If you want to get in, we'll go to the phones coming up next on Cousins Corner Live. Parks Casino, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refunded on losses of free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight. The absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Yeah. So much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Do you love football? Then get with the program and get down to Hooters to catch the game, crazy good wings, ice cold beer, and the best fans on the planet. You love wings. You love ice cold beer. And who doesn't love the world-famous Hooters girls? All the games, all season. Hooters.
Catch all the games at Hooters with 3 pounds of beer served in an ice cold bucket. Just $9.95 and great daily specials at NortheastHooters.com.
Find out why Jeepers are driving across the tri-state for better prices, better selection, and an all-around better buying experience on new and pre-owned Jeeps. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's 6:48 right here live at Parks Casino, the sports book. It's a lot of fun. Getting ready. I can't wait for this game tonight. We got some real NFL football. Bears and Packers. Hey, don't forget, we are live at the Parks Casino. If you can't get here to watch the game, you know it. You know the deal. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. You download the app, and you're in PA. You are hooked up. You get a free bet up to $500 that you can cash in, and it's a terrific spot. So make sure you keep the sports book here in your rotation, because all the guys, like, tonight's a good night to go out, party it up, watch the game, that sort of thing. Let's go to Ray in Massachusetts. Ray, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, man?
Yo, Ray.
It's Ray from Massachusetts, brother.
Yo, did I talk to you earlier? You had the hat on, the six hat?
Yes, yes.
You're my man. You were representing. I love that.
Still representing. They're going to know I'm in the building.
I love it.
They're going to know.
I love it. I love that, man. I love it. Listen, that's a good sports thing. Like that, they're crazy about Celtics and all. So I love you representing up there.
Yeah, I have to. Because I'm tired of seeing all this New England stuff and all this. No, enough is enough. That's why I have my dark jersey on. And come Sunday, I'm going to be sitting right at that same club with my laptop right on the bar with the same Dawkins jersey on and the same hat hollering, Go Birds.
I love it. How you feel about Sunday?
Oh, man, I'm stoked about it. And, you know, I just hope they let Carson Wentz, just let him sling it. Yeah. Sling it all over the place. Let's go.
You know what? It's funny because, you know, I'm thinking the same thing. As much as we, you know, we want to be kid gloves and you want to protect them, you know, now it's for real. Let them go, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Protection time is over. This is the season.
Yeah, brother. You're right on.
This is the season. Hey, look, hey, I got one more chance for you, brother, while I'm in the Walmart.
Give it to me. Give it to me in the Walmart up in Massachusetts.
G-L-E-S-E-N.
That's awesome, brother. Great stuff, Ray. Thank you, buddy. I never gets old, man. I can hear that. And I love when the people are out of town and they're calling and just giving chants, because you give an Eagle chant in a Walmart in Massachusetts and they look at you like you're an alien. Like, what are these people? What's wrong with these people? I was listening to Mikey Miss earlier, and I heard Chuck sing the fight song with a woman in North Carolina, which I thought was, which is a cool story. So here's the deal. We're going to break it all down tomorrow. We'll be live, the midday show, Chickies and Pete's, right there in Marlton, New Jersey. So check us out tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, and we'll suss out the game. But here's one thing. I do think they're a little bit more banged up than we understand, than we believe. So it's not a caution, because I really don't think they're going to lose to Washington. My hunch is the same thing, that they could roll, but I do think they're a little bit more banged up than we believe. So I keep an eye out on that. You know, as we talk about it, we talk about Fletcher Cox, we talk about that front. Some of that offensive line, I'm curious to see who's actually going to play. If we see Brandon Brooks, I'm curious about the secondary, the linebackers, just who's out there for week one. But to me, it's still the perfect opponent to start off with. It. You get Washington, you know, limping in. They're a team that's going to be, you know, they're just biding time until they play the kid at quarterback. So, I think it's a good soft opening type of opponent, and then it's off and running, man. It's a great slate, and it all starts tonight. I'm going to be locked in Chicago and Green Bay. In case you missed it earlier, our betting expert, Brad Feinberg, he said he liked the Bears a little bit. You know, I'm kind of confused. I like Rodgers a lot, and I'm just it scares me to go against Aaron Rodgers on a kind of show me game. I do wonder about the Bears, and if the Bears or looking around the NFC at the Eagles Chief competition, I do agree that the Vikings I think are dangerous. I think the Saints go without saying. You just need to see Breeze, if Breeze is still what he is. But I think the Saints are legit, obviously. I think, you know, you got to worry about the Rams. I think Minnesota could be really good. Dallas is you know, look, they got Zeke in, and that's going to make them dangerous. So they're good. And then there's going to be teams that crop up. You know, it's like that every year. There's a couple teams that come from nowhere and they didn't make the playoffs and they come out and they show. And I think the Vikings are going to be a team that comes out and wows people early. So keep an eye out on Minnesota early. There's a couple teams that I'm looking at that you might want to look at some of their games. And I think the one I was talking about earlier, and that's the Buccaneers are going to be really bad. So, you know, mark that down. I think the Vikings are going to be good. I just think the Eagles on both sides of the ball, man. That's why they're so good. I do think Jacksonville is going to be good. And that just has to do with Nick Foles being that kind of game manager in the sense where they have such a really good defense that they have any kind of competency at quarterback, and they could be pretty dangerous. They get some good skill people in fantasy, and we'll talk some fantasy tomorrow. But keep an eye out for the Jacksonville skill guys. Marquise Lee is a guy I think has a resurgence with Nick Foles at quarterback. So keep an eye out in case you're doing your fantasy. You have your when you're looking at your team, looking for pickups because he could be available in some leagues. But it's all on tonight. Everything that we love. And I leave it with a message because we love this sport. And the reason why is that it's just something to look forward to each week, right? It's that milepost that you go, wow, this is great. You can take a breath. So take a breath. It's 100 years of NFL football, and it begins tonight. Enjoy it, everybody, and we'll be here to talk about it. I'm Anthony Gargano. It's Cousins Corner, 97.5 The Fanatic. Stay tuned. Devon and Dee Lynam coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.